May the strength and endurance of our King Jesus be with you all. May you conquer your flesh and your enemies, praying for their conversion and expecting the Almighty to save them. Amen. Well, my precious heart dwellers, the Lord is teaching us more about spiritual warfare, courtesy of our priceless enemies. There have been 4 attempts on Ezekiel's life, not having anything to do with his digestion. And the Lord sovereignly intervened and claimed him from the jaws of death. Please pray for the 3 men responsible for some of those whose names I cannot share, that their hearts will be healed of hatred, touched by God, and converted. One of the new additions to the binding prayer is the conversion of all workers of iniquity. Those who have chosen the dark side have strong spiritual natures and would make wonderful Christians. They would be reunited with the power that limits their influence, joyfully fulfilled that they came back to him. He would use them for mighty works as well as being witnesses to what his love can do. My dear enemies, look at the hands and feet of Jesus. There are 3 stakes driven through them, 1 for each of you. That's how much he loves you. Don't blame him for the pain that caused you to choose dark power. The author of those mortal wounds to your soul is none other than the one you are now working for. He is the one who engineered that pain to ruin you. Jesus is the one who will heal you if only you turn a glance in his direction. You'll find out all you ever thought about him were lies. If you think I'm misinformed, consider listening to a few near-death experiences. You'll never hear of one where a practitioner went to hell, saw the kingdom Satan promises to those who serve him, and came back to tell about it. Why? Because when you are taken to hell, you'll be locked in a cell with demons that will continually consume your flesh over and over again as it grows back. You'll have detestable things done to you and be tied to a stake in a cauldron of boiling oil. We've actually seen one of you in this state. This is your future. Please consider that you're serving the Father of Lies. And he's delighted that someday after you've sacrificed and done so much harm to others, he will get to torture you for eternity. If you don't believe me, I challenge you to find 1 legitimate NDE that actually proves me wrong. My blessed heart dwellers, bear with me when I have to speak to these souls. The Lord is wanting so badly to touch and heal them. Even after all the murders and sorceries they've performed, he still loves them and wants them in heaven with him. Okay, now on to the binding prayer. The first change came about because we realized the Lord wanted us to petition him formally. So that line reads, preparation, kneel. Blessed Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I come before you as a child still learning. Please teach me to see and hear you clearly. So, in other words, as a subject coming before their king in an audience, they kneel before him. And for those of us who are used to dwelling prayer and even dancing with the Lord, this may feel a little awkward at first. But I'm finding it to be a sweet place of petition and giving him the honor he is due. Even after approaching him this way, he still took my hand during dwelling prayer and danced with me during worship. He was truly present to us as a man, a brother, when he took the form of a human body, as Jesus. But since he is fully God, we honor him this way as well. So for the part of the prayer addressed formally to God, we kneel in reverent respect. You will also notice that I start each new paragraph off with bold italics, which will be evident in the PDF on the website. I did this so that we could scrunch everything together on one page. And putting in spaces with paragraphs would have made it much longer. So everything is condensed. But you'll notice when it begins with bold italics that that's the beginning of a new thought. It won't copy on YouTube, but you can get it at heartdwellers.org. Moving on to doors and demon excrement. We've been shown that demons are sent or enter the space occupied by our bodies. They affect our health and they leave behind their excrement, which also affects our health. Rick Joyner goes into a lot of detail about what that nasty stuff does. It sticks to us. So when we open a door by sinning with our ears or mouth, etc., a demon comes through and lands somewhere in our proximity and begins to affect us with whatever it was sent to do. It also leaves that nasty stuff behind. So when we ask Jesus to take the door, we also ask for him to take the demon and the excrement to the abyss so we can clean up all the effects. At this point, it's absolutely vital to come before him repentant. The state of your soul, your holiness before God, depends on this. Look for the little things that could have offended him and ask Holy Spirit to help you recognize what you've done. Please take your time with this, dear ones. The effectiveness of the rest of the prayer really depends on it. After all the cleanup and repentance, we ask the Lord to suit us up in the full armor of God. I've tried to take that on myself, but I haven't seen it on me until the Lord placed it on me and it manifested in the Spirit, and I saw it clearly. So I ask him to place it on me before I pray against the enemy. And there are a lot of things that they cannot be done to you because you have that armor on. Then to address the demons, I stand. I added Holy Spirit guidance for each of us with ears open to instruction and an obedient will. Now that obedient will is absolutely key for living a holy life and the honor of God's protection. In the body of the prayer, the first thing I do is silence the demons so they cannot send for reinforcements. Then they must undo the damage, take back their excrement, be bound, and sent directly to the abyss with the assistance of the holy angels. I also demand that whatever energy was stolen by the energy vampire demons be returned. If you have a sudden feeling of fatigue, just a wave of fatigue that comes over you, or a wave of weakness, I recommend you pray this immediately and bind them from doing any more damage. We're finding that energy barriers are highly effective, and that before I even pray for Ezekiel, I must pull them down. They consist of some kind of energy that rotates and creates a vortex around you, holding in whatever energy you might want to expend. For instance, working on the portrait, music, talking to others about the Lord. If there is a block there, the communication or connection is interfered with. I believe that's why so many artists, writers, and musicians deal with dryness. They feel cut off and disconnected, even from something they really long to do and have the inspiration for. There just seems to be something in the way of connecting. There are several different forms of blocks, walls, circumferential energy barriers, and I'm guessing there are those we've not discovered yet, so I included that in the prayer. We discovered that I had a corral or barrier of irritation around me so that I would irritate other people. And my husband had a barrier around him, an energy vortex around him, to make him easily irritated So it was a setup that the two of us would grate against each other. And we both felt it, but we didn't know where it was coming from because that wasn't our heart until this was discovered. And then the next change was, Holy Spirit, please quicken truth and block the enemy's attempts to confuse, sow lies and discord. This is a major source of communication failures and demons of miscommunication. So much trouble can get started over a simple word being twisted from the mouth of one to the ear of another. This is where patience and humility obtain the victory. That happens with us a lot, Ezekiel and I. I'll say one thing and he'll hear it a different way. But because we're so aware of these demons, we stop and make it very clear to one another without any kind of rancor or anger or impatience. So be on your guard for that, guys, especially with your spouse or your children. Then the next change is, please realign, heal, and reconnect our body, soul, and spirit, removing any demons and their excrement from our bodies. We have discovered that spirit, soul, and body, when attacked, loses its alignment and becomes disjointed, distorted, and out of sync. So you're not able to function in the wholeness that God created you in. Spirit, soul, and body all connected and working together. So we ask the Lord to heal the damage done. And finally, and most importantly, thanksgiving. Jesus, we praise, honor, and adore you. From the heart, it is so very, very important that we honor and love him more and more every day and acknowledge that he has handed over dominion to us, that we can conquer all our enemies and even assist in their own salvation and conversion. So at this point, after I finished this, I asked the Lord, do you have anything to add? He replied, thank you for asking. Claire, I want this prayer to be said twice or even three times a day as demons come in shifts. Once a day is not enough. I know it is long and can be tedious. The suffering you will head off more than makes up for the difference in the time you expend. Not everyone is going to obtain the same results from this prayer. My children, it depends very much on your holy conduct and commitment to me. Are you half mine and half the world's? Or have you forsaken the world to be entirely mine? Forsaking the world does not mean being walled up in a hermit's cabin. It means making me first and foremost in your life, in time, commitment, action, and resources. If you're putting me first, this prayer will indeed be powerful to overcome your enemies. But remember, I must allow a certain amount of suffering. Please do not grow weary. Come to me when you are depleted and ask me to rejuvenate you. Expect to feel better once I do. Expect to be enabled to do what I've asked you to do. Expect everything from me, and I will give everything. There will be times when others will need to pray this over you. That too is highly effective. I doubly honor the prayers and petitions for others. Not only do I honor those prayers, I move on the hearts of others to pray for you. My heart listens intently for the unselfish prayers of my children. They are written in heaven as a testimony to your charity. I am with you, my people, and the more you serve, the more I protect. There is never a moment of the day when you cannot triumph over your enemies. Your prayers for them move my heart to pity and compassion. Not only will I answer them, but I will protect and bless you all the more for praying for them from your heart. These poor misguided ones desperately need your prayers. They are immersed in utter darkness and deceived beyond anything you can imagine. How I wish they would take to heart NDEs. I have specifically called those into being because so many have no idea what waits for them according to the fruit of their lives. Know that I have triumphed over death and the grave and all the power of the enemy, and you too have been given this anointing to set the captives free and deliver others from evil. Go now, fully armed, and do valiantly. I am with you, and nothing shall overcome you if you totally rely on my power.